Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here.
Today's episode is a full-blown Christmas episode with all the things you need to know about German and English Christmas traditions. So in the run-up to Christmas, this is a must hear. Enjoy!
One of the big German winter tourism attractions are the Christmas markets, the most famous one being the Christkindlesmarkt in Nuremberg. But who or what is Christkindle, and how do Germans celebrate Christmas? Let's take a peek. Historically, in Germany, the 6th of December, St. Nicholas Day, was the day when Christmas presents were given. This tradition changed in the 16th century when the Protestant movement, turning away from the cult of the saints, focused on the Christkind, literally child of the Christians, i.e. Jesus, as the bearer of good tidings, and henceforth the Bescherung, the handing out of presents, took place on the 24th of December. Yes, we know Jesus was born on the 25th of December. But if you've lived in Germany for a while, you'll know that Germans like to reinfeiern, meaning to start celebrating the night before an actual event and work up to a midnight climax when ditties are due and gifts are given. And, as many things in Germany, celebration is serious business. The Bescherung must not take place before 5 p.m. My English husband cringes in agony and disbelief at the idea of having to wait the entire day to open presents, especially as a child. And we dress festively. And we don't wear silly hats or use other paraphernalia such as Christmas crackers. Dear Germans, be aware that, in England and many other countries, Christmas presents are given on the morning of the 25th of December and unwrapped bum style, i.e. in pyjamas. Most of these presents, the children are told, are deposited through the chimney by Santa or Father Christmas. The little ones traditionally leave a glass of milk and a mince pie on the side for Santa, and a carrot for Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, as these two appreciate a small break and some refreshments on their tiresome journey. Miraculously, the milk will be drunk and the mince pie and carrot half-eaten in the morning. These days in Germany, the question of whether presents are brought by Christkind or Weihnachtsmann is largely a matter of personal or intrafamilial preference. My sister and I waited impatiently outside the living room door until we heard the bell. Then my mum would say, "Das Christkind war da," and explain that this angel-like creature had just flown back out of the window. Today my husband and I find it easier to hop on the Weihnachtsmann bandwagon, as this is also the prevailing notion at nursery school and in our children's friends' families. No matter how you celebrate, dear readers, have a very Merry Christmas. Next week, witness the ultimate end-of-year showdown, England versus Germany. The Pommers Buddha says, you'd better watch out, you'd better not cry.
That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.